Israel Bonds recently hosted two young investors events in Los Angeles. According to Israel Bonds leadership, these gatherings reflected a new generation of Jewish professionals in Los Angeles supporting Israel, and were part of the organization's effort to foster the next generation's advocacy for Israel. On June 9, Israel Bonds Prime Minister's Club and Platinum Society investors gathered for an intimate evening with David Brog, executive director of the Maccabee Task Force, whose organization works directly on college campuses to counter rising anti-Semitism and build the next generation of pro-Israel advocates. Brog delivered an overview of the current landscape at American universities, one marked by increasing hostility toward Jewish students and faculty, sparking a discussion about the most effective ways to motivate tomorrow's leaders on issues relating to Israel. Also addressing the group was Stuart Gerowitz, vice president of national sales at Israel Bonds. Gerowitz drew a direct line between investment and advocacy, explaining how Israel Bonds serves as a powerful tool to help strengthen the Jewish state. Every bond purchased, he noted, is a direct statement of confidence in Israel's economy and its people. Gerowitz also highlighted the organization's growth in recent years, including the more than $7.7 billion worldwide secured for Israel since October 7, 2023. On June 22, Israel Bonds convened a different but equally energized gathering. The event featured a presentation by Ariel Torbati, founder and manager at Canon Capital, a fund-to-fund venture capital firm. Torbati shared specific insights on the steadily growing Israeli venture market, an ecosystem that continues to punch well above its weight on the global stage. These events reflect a new generation of Jewish professionals who, according to Israel Bonds leadership, understand that supporting Israel is an active, ongoing commitment that takes many forms, including conversation, advocacy, and investment. 10 college-bound students across Los Angeles County, including two Jewish students from Meakin Community School, have been named 2026 Milken Scholars, earning individual $10,000 awards for their dedication to academics, extracurriculars, and community service. The 2026 Milken Scholars include LA students Noah Jacoby, a Milken Community School senior who will be attending Vanderbilt University next year, and Gabrielle Cadori, a Milken School senior who is matriculating at University of Texas at Austin. At Milken, Jacoby has been a respected student leader and athlete who has developed an interest in mental health. Cadori, also a decorated athlete, plans to become an orthopedic surgeon dedicated to improving recovery outcomes through research and personalized treatment. The Milken Scholars Program, established in 1989 by Mike and Lori Milken, is a joint initiative of the Milken Institute and the Milken Family Foundation. It honors high school seniors in Los Angeles County, New York City, and Washington, D.C. each year with a $10,000 cash prize and lifelong access to college advising, career counseling, internship assistance, community service opportunities, and a fund to help with graduate school applications, unpaid internships, study abroad programs, and other costs associated with their career preparations. The members of the Milken Scholars Class of 2026 remind us that the future belongs to those who never stop learning, Mike Milken said. In a world being reshaped by new technologies and new opportunities, they have already demonstrated a record of achievement and intellectual curiosity that will serve them well throughout their lives. Lori and I are proud to welcome them into the Milken Scholars community and look forward to the contributions they will make in the years ahead. Milken Scholars are selected based on academic performance, community service, leadership, and their ability to persevere in the face of personal challenges. Past recipients include inaugural poet Amanda Gorman, Ruben Haratunian, the Minister Counselor for Public Diplomacy at U.S. Embassy Cairo, and Dr. Joelle Simpson, Chief of Emergency Medicine at Children's National Hospital.